Welcome back to Western Voice Radio. I'm Maya Sprinkhawk, Rob Nett. AWC welcomed several new full-time faculty members to the college this academic year. I had a chance to get to know two women who bring diverse backgrounds to the engineering and chemistry departments. First, it was tennis that helped new AWC engineering professor Victoria Martinez-Bello reach her educational goals. She says being good at the sport allowed her to leave her native Mexico to go to college here in the United States.
I was born and raised in Mexico. I started playing tennis when I was 5 years old. Throughout my career, I won a bunch of tournaments. A lot of those got me the opportunity to travel the world. When I was 15, I represented Mexico in South America. Then when I was 18, I got the opportunity to come to the United States to play for a college in Louisiana. And this is because the top 10 players in Mexico get the opportunity to get promoted to go to the U.S. So I was number 4. I was lucky. Later on, we had to move to Yuma. My husband is in the Marine Corps, and so here we are.
What was it like transitioning from being a tennis player to going into teaching, and why did you choose to go into teaching out of engineering from that?
Since I was playing tennis, I was always trying to help little kids learn how to play tennis. And then later on in grad school, some of my classmates that were still getting their bachelor's will ask me for help as seniors. So I'll help them. I was like, well, maybe I can give it a try. I can try to teach, and I like to help people. I like to help them, and I don't see my job as a teaching job. I see it more like I'm helping them.
So tell me, first of all, why did you choose to go into engineering?
Engineering was because it was a challenge, I guess. There is not a lot of women that decide to go for engineering, so I figure I wanted to be one of a kind.
So what do you think about the fact that there are so few women in the STEM fields, and do you feel empowered by being one of those women?
I do. It's not that I want to beat men or that we are better than them. It's just for us to prove that we can be equal. You know, we can do the exact same thing that men can do in any field. It doesn't matter, engineering, science, math, whatever it is. Especially right now, STEM is a pretty big program that hopefully will develop to where more women want to join. They have to just say, okay, let's do it. And I'm sure if a guy can do it, then I'm also able to do it myself.
Do you want to inspire your female students, or would you encourage them to also go into the sciences?
Oh, definitely. Actually, this semester, I noticed that in my engineering class, one of them, I have only one girl. And I was like, well, you know, usually that happens. And that was my case when I was in school. I was the only one who graduated in my class as a civil engineer, but that's okay. But then in my second class, I have like 4 or 5 girls. So that's a little more, and it's exciting. I definitely want them to see me as an engineer and as a Hispanic person that, you know, if I could do it, then they can totally do it.
New AWC chemistry professor Nihal Behrens also comes to AWC from another country. Behrens grew up in Israel. She says she has a passion for chemistry and for teaching.
I obviously love science. That's why I'm in a chemistry field teaching. As an educator, I love teaching. And actually, I got my passion for teaching from my, believe it or not, chemistry high school teacher.
So what initially attracted you to chemistry? What made you want to take that as a class?
Our education system back home is a little bit different from here. You actually take all kinds of classes throughout the middle school, actually even elementary. You do a mixture of classes, humanities, sciences. And that's where I got to introduce to the geologies, the chemistry, the biology, obviously in addition to humanities. But back home, once you get to the 9th grade level, because of all of your introduction to the various classes, you get to actually pick a route. You can go into the humanities and have more concentration on humanities 9 through 12, or you can go into sciences and have more concentration on sciences.
I don't know if this is true in Israel, but we have an imbalance between the sexes when it comes to STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. How do you see that imbalance? And is it empowering to see yourself as a woman in your field?
Yeah, especially here in the U.S., I do see that imbalance. And yeah, it's actually, it is pretty empowering to see myself, you know, within the minorities when it comes to the STEM disciplines. Hopefully we can change that. I think it does take a passion, a teacher that have a passion for those STEM disciplines to try to recruit some of those students to go into those fields.
And so what do you plan to do as a teacher, as an educator and a professor here for the students at Arizona Western College?
I hope to inspire them actually to continue with careers that are STEM disciplines, specifically chemistry.
How do you hope to inspire them with chemistry, and what do you think they could go on to do from this college?
Chemistry, I think that's kind of a disconnect with especially our students. They don't really think that really chemistry is all around us, and everything they do and they touch is all chemistry. So I hope to make that connections between the actual textbooks and real life. And then there's a lot of fields they can go and do once they're done with here. From here, they can go into education, industries. Many aspects of the industries utilize a chemical technician. So there's a lot of different possibilities for them. Really, the best part of my career is actually interacting with the students. And not only that, but you know, a few years down the road, once those students are actually in a job. And, you know, just kind of quite a few of them email me or send me letters, you know, letting me know what they're doing and how they're doing. So just kind of the seeing how well they're doing, or, you know, finding out that maybe I've had a little part, you know, of their life impacting their career choice. It makes me very happy.
That is chemistry professor Nihal Behrens, one of several new faculty at AWC this academic year. Before that, we heard from new engineering professor Victoria Martinez-Bello. Also new to the AWC campus this year is women's soccer. The first home game was scheduled for August 22nd on the new soccer fields on the east side of campus. But after years of delay in bringing women's soccer to AWC, the Lady Matadors' home debut was put on hold once more, this time by a rare and extreme summer monsoon. College officials say a lack of funding and no soccer field were the primary reasons for the long delay in creating a women's soccer team. But through the years, the college has fallen in and out of compliance with Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, requiring gender equality in educational institutions. Incompliance is a threat to school funding. So this season, with institutional funds, the college set up a soccer field and put together the very first Lady Matadors soccer team. We met Brandy Martinez from Yuma at one of the team's practice sessions. She plays center midfield. Brandy has been waiting to play in a college team for a while now. She is 25 years old, and like many Yuma Native women, there was no local college team for her to move on to after her time at Cibola High School.
To me, I mean, it means a lot. I'm a little bit older, so I mean, at the time that I heard, you know, that we were going to get a team going, I was kind of, you know, hesitant in trying out. But, you know, I'm glad I came out here, and it means a lot, especially at my age right now. I like I said, I didn't think I'd ever get the opportunity to play college ball again. And, you know, I'm very excited and honored to be on this first team.
The women on the team come from all over, with roots varying from Missouri to Germany. Fabiana Romano, an 18-year-old from Las Vegas, Nevada, plays center mid. Fabi says she was initially hesitant to join the Matadors.
At first, I was a little uneasy about it just because it is a new team, but it's very interesting. And it's exciting because we can create history for the school.
The first women's soccer coach at AWC is Kenny Dale, who is also the coach for AWC's men's soccer team. He says he is excited for the first game.
Our home opener, first game in history, I think. The players might be a little nervous, but we'll control that. But it's going to be a great day, I think.
On game day, August 22nd, Dr. Glenn Maley, the president of Arizona Western College, says the women's soccer team will help many young Yuma women.
We've got some team members on here that graduated quite some time ago from high school, and they've come back to play. So in my feeling, anytime you can offer an activity to keep them enrolled in school, it's a positive.
Several dozen onlookers start to file onto the benches of the field at about 4 o'clock. to watch the Lady Matadors go up against Scottsdale Community College. One member of this audience is 20-year-old Marsha Gomez, who came to support one of the Matadors playing today.
I'm here to support my little sister, Patty Gomez. I'm excited very much. She's playing defense, and I'm excited for her to do good and for the team to represent UMA well.
Then at around 4:30 during the national anthem, the anthem is finished, before the players even have a chance to kick the ball, Dr. Maley has called the game, just in time for the entire crowd to gather their things and run for cover from the abrupt hail and wind gusts. The players and college employees take shelter in the gym, while outside the rain floods the new soccer field. A 30-minute delay is called to see if the storm will blow over, but there is also uncertainty as to how the new field is going to react to the water. Regardless, the storm lasted far longer than 30 minutes. Eventually, the college declared an evacuation of campus.
They're evacuating campus. If you live here, you can go to the cap or to your room.
Although the inaugural game turned out to be a bust, the ladies aren't fazed.
Being in a sport, it's actually good luck to have it rain. Usually not rain this hard, but maybe that's, you know, a bigger sign that we have good luck coming up in the future.
Sarai McCall Evans is number 20, a forward player from Victorville, California.
We're just going to stay positive, work hard at practice, and hopefully the next game we can kill it and really show everyone what we're capable of as a team.
Perhaps the hail won the first game, but there are plenty more to be played. At their second home game on another rainy Thursday afternoon, August 29th, the Matadors won 4-0 against Glendale Community College. The Lady Matadors currently have a 2-1 record.
Got me back!
The entire schedule of women's soccer games can be found on the AWC website. Their next home game takes place on the 12th against Paradise Valley Community College. Stay tuned for the local weather forecast.
Matadors!
The August 22nd storm hit Arizona Western College particularly hard. We spoke with AWC Director of District Operations, Steve Eckert, about the impact across the main campus.
It was probably one of the worst thunderstorms we've ever seen as far as volume of water coming down in a short period of time. Every retention pond around the campus was filled up, and we had actually one retention pond failed that had never failed before. It filled up, and the water went over the side, and then the whole thing failed, and that was the one right north of the Keno Dorm. We probably lost about a dozen trees, complete trees, and we lost a lot of branches. We had a lot of debris laying everywhere, of course, and we had sand and rocks that washed on the roadway. So that was pretty good to get cleaned up. We always sandbag doors and put water socks in front of doors, you know, on areas that we know that always flood. The problem with this last storm is we've had areas flood that we never saw flooded. For instance, the LR flooded from the south door that faces the BA building. It flooded from there all the way to the help desk. Wow. And it wasn't just a little bit of water. You walked on the carpet and you were squishing in water. It was completely flooded, flooded the nursing lab, bunch of classrooms over there. Rain was coming in sideways. It was just blowing in the doors, and that was our biggest problem. As people were trying to leave during the storm, they were just letting in a whole bunch of water as they're trying to get out. We had 384 ground faults in the fire alarm system, and we probably fried 6 to 8 circuit board cards that actually had burn marks in them, because with that storm came a bunch of power surges and the lightning strikes. So we think we took several lightning strikes fairly close to the college, and then it got transmitted through the ground and then took out these cards on the fire alarm system. So that's been a huge challenge, is getting the fire alarms up and running. So we've almost got it all licked, but we're still battling that issue with the fire alarms. When the rain's coming down sideways, it kind of drove it into panels that are sealed, but when you have that kind of driving force, it's really difficult to seal things up.
That is AWC's Steve Eckert speaking to Western Voice Radio about the impact of an August monsoon on the Arizona Western College campus. As we heard before, that same storm postponed the first home game of the newly formed AWC women's soccer team. Coming up after a short break, we'll have a special report from KAWC's Michelle Faust on another new program at AWC. We'll learn how the college's relationship with the U.S. Border Patrol is shaping curriculum and could lead to a new degree specifically for Border Patrol agents. I'm Maya Springhawk-Robnett. This is Western Voice Radio on KAWC.